that's wrong, that time. Hello, good evening, and welcome to the Art of Living radio show with me, Victoria Mary Clark. Now, today in the studio, we are supposed to have Mundy, the amazing singer-songwriter person, but unfortunately, he is stuck in traffic.
The Irish Hank Williams.
Yeah. But, so because he's stuck in traffic, we have substituted Shane McGowan just until Mundy arrives. Welcome, Shane.
Hi, how you doing? How's everybody doing out there in Radio Land?
How is everybody doing out there in Radio Land? We don't know.
I'm asking people how they're doing out there in Radio Land, yeah?
Okay, well, they can tweet at Art of Living if they want to answer that question.
It was a rhetorical question.
Oh, okay, it was a rhetorical question. So, Shane, seeing as you're here, would you like to talk about Mundy?
Yeah, Mundy, yeah. He's like an Irish Hank Williams, yeah? He's from Burr County, Offaly, yeah?
That is true, he is from Burr County, Offaly.
So he's a redneck.
He is definitely a redneck. How did you come across Mundy for the first time? Where and when did you discover him?
Years ago, you know, when he was starting out, you know.
When he was a child.
And I played gigs with him, loads of gigs with him with Sharon Shannon's outfit, you know. John Galway girl with him, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is it you like about him?
He does a great version of Galway Girl. He writes loads of really good songs. He's a great guitar player. He's a no nonsense, down to earth kind of guy. You know what I mean? But he's got star potential. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why he isn't much bigger than he is, you know.
He probably will be very big.
He will be very big, yeah. He will be very big. Not just fat, but...
Not just fat. And speaking of music from Ireland, perhaps you'd like to talk about other people that you like listening to?
I like listening to Patsy Cline.
Yeah, but she's not from Ireland. Are there any other Irish acts that you would
recommend? I like listening
recommend?
To Sean O'Reilly, the Dubliners, Thin Lizzy, Rory Gallagher. They're all dead, but...
Yeah, they're all dead.
But they're still alive, really, you know.
Are there any other Irish acts who are actually alive that
There's the Stripes.
The Stripes are alive.
The Stripes are very alive.
Very alive.
Yeah. They're more alive than I am, you know.
Yeah.
Because I'm 57 now and they're...
12.
They're about 12 or something, yeah.
Yeah. What about Van Morrison? Do you like him?
Yes, I love Van Morrison, yeah.
I think we both like Van Morrison.
And he's also a personal friend, you know.
And he's alive.
And he's alive, yeah. Yeah.
So when Mundy arrives, what do you think I should ask him? Why are you late?
I don't know. You're the interviewer, you know.
I know.
You could ask him why he's late.
Yeah, that's probably a
pretty
good question.
Pretty boring question, really.
Yeah.
It's because he went to go back home and get his guitar.
Yes.
So he's late.
Well, we'd better ask you. Okay, so what are you working on at the moment?
Me? I'm working on a new album, you know.
Okay, this is a scoop for me, having this. I must be the first radio presenter to hear about this.
I'm working on a new album and playing with the Cronins.
We've had them on the show. They're great, the Cronins. Johnny Cronin and Mick Cronin.
and there's a couple of others, you know. And the Sarge as well. I'm working with him at the same time. Sarge, who is who plays keyboards and is my engineer.
Mm-hmm.
Was the engineer in the Pulps, you know.
Right. And what are the themes of the new music that you're working on? Is it all about women dumping you, or women, you hating women, that type of thing, or is it?
Well, all my songs aren't about me dumping women. I've never written a song about dumping a woman.
That's just because you listen to Patsy Cline such a lot that I was just wondering if that might be having an effect.
And Hank Williams.
And Hank Williams. And their songs are quite often about being dumped.
Yes, they're about, hers are about being dumped, his are about dumping his woman, because he's a long-gone, lonesome daddy and he doesn't care anyhow, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
and Mondays are more romantic.
Mondays seem to be more joyful, uplifting.
Hank Williams is uplifting.
You think so?
Yeah. I saw the light.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that is uplifting. But, so the religious songs are uplifting. Patsy Cline does one as well, doesn't she? About God loving her. Yeah.
It's the usual classic country sort of setup.
They're unlucky in love, but God loves them.
They're unlucky in love, but God loves them, yeah.
Yeah. Do you feel that way yourself?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Is there a lot of God in your new work?
There's always a lot of God in it, and the devil, and various unlikely characters, you know. My songs are about all sorts of things, you know, sex, violence, drugs,
horse racing,
drink.
There's quite a lot about horse racing. Yeah.
Dog racing.
Gardening.
There's none about gardening.
Not yet.
There aren't going to be any about gardening.
There aren't. What about cooking?
None about cooking either, no.
No.
No. And you know, when Hank Williams sings, "Hey, good looking, what you got cooking?"
He's not talking
about stew, you know.
Isn't he?
No, he's talking about, is she cooking him up a fix, you know?
I think our listeners probably don't even know what that is. They probably don't need to know.
They don't need to know, no. Don't need to. Well, if they don't know, they don't need to know.
So what has been the inspiration mainly for your new stuff?
And of course, Hank was unlucky. He OD'd in the back of his car.
Yeah.
And Patsy Cline was unlucky. She
died in a plane crash. Yeah.
Both of them were at the top of their game, you know, and very young, you know.
Were they very young?
Yes, late 20s. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah, yeah.
I always thought Hank Williams was quite old.
No.
Oh. He's only 29. Wow. Yeah. And what about Patsy Cline? How old was she?
She was 20... I think she was about 29 as well, yeah?
Yeah. Do you think it helps for musicians to die young? Do you think it helps to sell their records?
It helps sell the records to die, yeah.
Mm.
Obviously, sales went bigger than ever before, and they'd been pretty big before.
Right, and I think...
After he died, yeah.
I think that happened to Kurt Cobain as well.
That happened to Kurt Cobain as well. Mm.
Mundy's not dead.
Mundy's not dead.
No, he actually just turned up.
And he isn't unlucky either.
And he's not unlucky in love or anything else, except traffic.
Not yet.
And he's not, he's still, he's
and
actually...
he's made it past 29.
He's made it past 29.
Yeah, 27 even.
So, Mundy, what you got cooking, man?
What I got cooking? I've got actually some...
Mundy does like cooking. He's one of those people who actually does.
I've got actually raw mince all over my hands here. And all over the steering wheel, it's disgusting. Yeah, I promised my missus I'd make her some burgers before I left.
He's a very good man
as well.
They're
not going to be very good, by the way.
He's a
yes,
good...
he's not
he's
like
a domestic
he
man.
He doesn't beat his wife.
He doesn't beat his woman. He doesn't...
No.
He's not a long-gone man.
Although people think I do sometimes.
Do they?
Yeah.
Who thinks that?
She walks into cars and stuff. I don't know, but that's what you'd assume, wouldn't you?
Anyway, so we tried our best to talk about you. We managed to say that you were from Burr County, Offaly,
yeah.
And that you're...
I'm a Biffo. I'm from a place called Umbilicus Hibernius, which is the navel of Ireland, they say.
I think other... Well, no, I won't
someone,
say...
Someone said that. I thought it was quite funny.
That's what it means.
Yeah,
is
yeah.
It?
Umbilicus Hibernius. Yeah,
yeah. That's about all I know when it comes to that language. But I'm from Burr County Offaly. Moved to Dublin when I was 17.
And here you are.
And here I am playing music. Well, I have been playing music since I left home, and that's...
We were just talking about people's what people write songs about, and Shane was saying that he writes songs about sex and drugs and religion and horse racing mainly.
Oh, yeah.
I was just wondering what influences you, because your songs generally seem quite happy and uplifting. They don't seem too depressing.
Well, no, because people don't like the sad ones.
Don't they?
No, I do. I do have quite... Not sad, but yeah, well, to be, you know, reflective or... I have a new song on my new album called Window Shopping for Faith. I played it here the last time, actually, but that's me questioning... well, basically, you know, I know that you need... I believe that you need faith to keep moving, but it doesn't have to be in, you know, in any particular religion, but it could be in a horse, it could be in a soccer team, it could be in something, but it's something to kind of take you out of your mundane thing. And, you know, I love phrases. I grew up in a pub, so I meet old people all the time, or just the headbangers that come up with, you know, everything's backwards, you know, like... Mother Teresa of Kentucky and stuff like that, you know.
Did you write a song about that?
No, but it would
that's
be
a good
something
title.
I'd be.
I like that title.
I'm sure Shane would get that as well. Like, but, you know, there's our lads.
We grew up in a shebeen.
Yeah.
Yes, you did, didn't you? You have a lot in common. You're both from the arse, and well, no, you're not. You're both from the countryside.
Similar part of Ireland, I suppose.
Yeah.
The Shannon might be between us. There was definitely a river anyway between Offaly and Tipperary. I don't know what river it is.
I'm further away than he is from Dublin, yeah?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He's nearer to America, actually.
I'm in North Tipperary, yeah.
Shane called you a redneck while you were out of the room, but he meant it as a compliment.
Yeah, well, I mean...
Do you take that as a compliment?
I do, actually. You know, I enjoy... I'm living in Dublin, actually, more than half my life, and I didn't intend to live here that long. I'm quite amazed that I'm still here, but I do embrace a redneck, fellow redneck, when I see them in Dublin, because there's far too many Dublin people in Dublin.
Yeah,
actually,
yeah.
There's far too many people from Dublin and Wexford in the summertime. Anyway,
there's loads of them in Tipperary in the summer.
They're everywhere.
And the weekends they come down their speedboats and they blow you stupid. Talking about
joyriding across the Shannon.
Yeah.
And they're posh speedboats polluting all, you know.
Yeah.
I think they just get a bicycle.
But quite often we get lucky and they drown, you know.
Yeah. Shane was also saying how much he has enjoyed playing with you and touring with you. So he's generally bigged you up quite a lot.
Thanks, Shane. We've had some great experiences around Christmas time, especially, and during the summer, I suppose. We've done some crazy places like Mary from Dunloe up in Donegal, and At Christmas time, we've done, you know, anywhere else that you can do around the country. And it's been great fun, you know, and kind of lighthearted. The pressure wouldn't be on Shane for a whole gig, or the pressure wouldn't be on me for a whole gig. So you can kind of kick back, have a few beers, and just like, I don't know. There's an awful lot in being just standing there yourself for 2 hours and fucking trying to.
The reason being is because it was the Sharon Review, and you had lots of different people playing for us.
Yeah, Damien Dempsey or Imelda May or.
And they're all very
Desi,
nice people.
Desi O'Halloran.
Yeah.
And Sharon's a particularly nice person, isn't she? Really, really nice.
Yeah, well, if it wasn't for her, I don't think any of us would have been attracted to getting on the same bill or something. I don't know. She definitely drew us all together. She was like the ray of light in a lot of ways. Or maybe we all like each other, but she's definitely, she has a magnetic thing going on.
Is it important to you to play live? Do you like playing live? Do you like experience?
I do, especially, what I do really love is new songs when people start singing them back to me. That's kind of fulfillment to me, you know. Breaking in the song is a bit kind of daunting when people know all the other stuff that
you're
doing.
And they're like, what are you doing? We don't want that one.
We don't hear anything new. We want you to be in your box, you know. Yeah. Get out, come on, Bosco, do your thing.
Yeah.
And you're like, you know, you come out of your little box and you sing Galway Girl or July or whatever it is. It's nice to come out with a different song, and I'm starting
September.
To feel that. September, exactly, yeah.
Have you
written one? Well, my audience always know all the songs, even if I've just written them, you know.
Yeah.
If I've done them one gig, then they know all the words at the next gig, you know.
You've felt that, have you?
I've heard it.
Yeah. Well, that's brilliant. Well, that's because people go back and they do their research.
They're diligent. They go home and learn the words off by heart.
Yeah.
Are you going to play for us now?
I can do.
Things you went all the way home to get your guitar.
Yeah, have we got time?
Yeah.
I don't know what to sing now.
So he's going to play something.
Something on the guitar.
On the guitar.
Yeah. What would you...
I suppose he might want to play. I know that he has a new album out. Mundy, you have a new album out.
I think I'd like to do
something new.
Something new.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of groupies in the studio.
You still have your clothes on. You're groupies.
What is your new album called?
Just a self-titled obnoxious album called Mundy.
It's called Mundy. That's a great name for it, isn't it?
Yeah.
I like that.
I just I had about 20 titles and I just couldn't decide and I'm so proud of it. I said, you know, I'll stick my name on it.
Yeah.
Nobody's getting a big head.
This one's called Cisco, and it's kind of a sunny, upbeat song. Cisco is where I'm gonna go, where the sun don't shine for me anymore. I'll bring my friends with me.
It's catchy.
When there's no disco, I'm gonna roll. When my runners can't stand still anymore, I'll bring my axe with me to kill the idol in me. Happily beside me, the Frisco star, I'll cast my wish in line, made of bamboo and twine. The dark perverse, tore away in a hearse. Beside the sand, that's where you want to land, and look out for the fire
that's where we've all retired. Retired beside the ocean, ocean beside the ocean, ocean beside the ocean.
Catchy. I can sing along with that.
Thanks a lot.
All of us.
That could be my next single. I don't know what to do.
That could be your next single.
Yeah. It's hard to know. It's hard to read the mind. Thanks. Thanks, Shane. It's hard to read the mind of a DJ.
Well, if Shane were a DJ,
I'd play it.
He'd play it.
Nice one.
There you go.
I wrote that when I was 21.
Oh, yeah.
After...
Did a woman dump you?
No, I just wrote it on a piece of paper, and it was after being to San Francisco for the first time, but I was kind of writing about something else, just somewhere you'd just run away to, and it's more than a place, kind of like a Byzantium kind of vibe, and I don't even know that poem that well, but just somewhere, euphoria even.
No, but you know what Byzantium was, don't you?
I have an idea.
It's the center of the Christian religion, yeah?
Mm.
The Eastern Roman Empire, yeah?
Right, well, I had a different idea than that.
Modern modern Istanbul.
Istanbul,
yeah.
Okay. I was thinking more like maybe Euphoria then.
Kublai Khan's and Xanadu. Maybe.
Yeah, Xanadu.
Yeah.
Xanadu, yeah.
Do you think that's what he was thinking?
It's just a positive place to, like, it's my Nirvana.
Nirvana.
It's my Nirvana, yeah.
Nirvana. So are you glad you didn't die young like Kurt Cobain and Patsy Cline and Hank Williams?
Fucking right, yeah.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
Even though you might have sold more records.
No, it's weird though. When I was 27, I was pretty much, you know, foot to the floor and beating the arse off the horse, and maybe it was my own arse that I was beating, but no, it's great to get past that kind of territory in your head even.
Mm.
Because stupid things happen. I've had a couple of friends who weren't rock stars around, but they went at that age as well, and just shit seeing young people pass away, you know?
Well, I suppose it's a difficult enough age for anyone, but when you add in the fact that you've got to kind of make your own life as a creative person, as a musician, you've got to carve out your own career. There's nobody doing it for you.
Which is getting more challenging, I have to say, but still very rewarding. I wouldn't be doing it otherwise, but as I say, hearing people singing back your songs is kind of the itch and the addiction, you know. It's like the new ones especially, because it's like getting a hit, you know. You're like going, I want that hit again. That's what playing live is for me. You're getting something that you can't get off of anything else, you know.
Is it better than love?
Can be, yeah.
Yeah.
But it is love.
Yeah.
So I think it's as much it's definitely love. It's pretty much love in a room. So love comes in many guises, I guess.
And do you feel, you know, the way some rock stars get on the stage and they go, Dublin, I love you, or New York, I love you. Do you think they actually mean it?
I don't get to play in Dublin enough to say Dublin, I love you.
Do you ever mean it when you say that?
I never do it because it's just fucking corny.
But, you know, a lot of people do it.
I go, I saw a band playing down the country and we were doing community hall or something, and there was a lineup, and one of the bands doing quite well, kind of I don't know what you call them, kind of a disco-y kind of band, but they went out into the crowd to start high-fiving, you know, got down off the stage and nobody put their hand out.
Oh,
like, he learned his lesson fairly
Shane,
well.
Shane, do you ever say, like, London, I love you, or Dublin, I love you, or have you ever said that to any crowd?
No. I quite often say
insult them.
If I'm in New York, I say hello, San Francisco. You know.
Oh right.
It's good to be back. You know.
It's good to be forward in San Francisco.
Is it important to you,
Shane? I like insulting the audience.
I know you do. Do you
I like it too.
Do you
they do, that's what they want.
Do you like the fact that they love you, the crowd? Is that important to you? Do you get a hit from that?
Yeah, of course I do. Yeah. And the adrenaline coming out of them is really encouraging and all that, and it comes into me and like goes around and forms a circle.
Yeah, that's the big one.
A cathartic circle, you know.
Do you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. That's definitely the biggest hit you can get is when it becomes circular, and it goes through all the songs, and it's just magic happens there. You know what I mean? It's pure human. I don't know. It's a ball of energy, really. And I think that's what every...
It's sort of meant to be all about, you know.
Mm.
And there's a lot of sensitive, probably front singers or, you know, rock stars or songwriters, and there's a lot of sensitive people in the audience, and everyone's wide open, you know, they're very vulnerable, and when that energy just starts opening up, it's even great to just watch it on a DVD, you know, a concert when a band is on fire and when the audience are giving it back, and you know, it's amazing stuff.
It's a bit like a religious ceremony.
I actually have, there's a French girl that moved in with me, and I watched I was telling her about the Pogues, and it was like the Town and Country Club or something like that DVD, and we watched the whole thing. She'd never seen the Pogues, and she's like, "Is our pub open at this hour?" It was like 1:30, and we went out and we got absolutely... That's because we were bombed off the music.
Oh dear, that's a bad influence, though.
No, it was good, though. It was great. And the pub we went to actually were into having a lock-in, so it was, I have to say, it was a great introduction to... her introduction to Ireland and
what
the Pogues.
When you put out an album, and do you ever think about how it's going to influence people, or does that matter to you?
No, like, I have to feel it first myself, and I guess if I'm not feeling it, I can't sell it to them. It's like selling horses. If you think you're selling a mule, and you can't look the customer in the eye, you know, it's the same with a song.
Surely,
you know?
That's the art of selling horses, is to be able to sell them.
Well, that is true. Well, a lot of that goes on too, and you have to have confidence, I suppose, to sell it, you know. But there are some songs that you have and you just don't even have to bloody look. They just follow you, you know, because they know that you have something. And the word gets out, especially if it's a good song, the word gets out. Always does, always will, you know.
And what is your current favourite song to play?
Of my own?
Yeah.
Well, I have a new one called Beaconette, which I wrote about my wife. One night we were staying in a horrible...
You should probably say hello to your wife.
Hi, Sarah. I don't know if she's listening. I think she's
Sarah,
at work still.
Are you listening? Yeah. Saying hello. And the other Sarah, too.
And the other Sarah, Sarah Leahy.
Sarah Leahy. The lovely Sarah Leahy, yeah. who's about to leave us because she's left the United Arts Club.
I know. I was about to join up.
She will be missed. We don't have a lot of time left, so it'd be interesting for the listeners to know where to get your new album, I think.
You can get it in like HMV or Tower Records or most kind of record stores that stock a good few albums. Tesco have it, believe it or not,
Tesco.
Which is weird.
Wow. That is weird. That's
it
great.
Is weird, but it's another... I mean, they sell everything there now.
And you actually put it out yourself this time.
Yeah, I've done all my records since my first album on my label, which is called Camcor Recording, and Camcor is the river that runs through my hometown, and that's what I named it after. So,
well, listen, we're out of time. It's been amazing having you both on the show. Thank you, Mundy, and thank you, Shane.
You're welcome.
All right, thanks, Vic.
I'll be back next week with another incredible person on the Art of Living radio show.